Hello and welcome to episode 3 of Bitter Comics. I am JT Foreman and I am joined as always by our engineer extraordinaire, Terry Michaels. And the Super Negro Champion, John Jones.
Ball game.
Play ball. You can find out all about John at his website, supernegrochamp.com. Word. I'd like to begin with an introduction of a new segment. The segment is called JT Was a Real Prick Last Week. I'll be doing the segment at the beginning of every episode, during which time I will be apologizing for all of the cruel, insensitive, offensive, and probably racist shit I said last week. This is episode 3, so I'll also be apologizing for episode 2, but first, let me get to episode 1 out of the way. For my statements during episode 1, I would like to apologize to the entire human population of planet Earth and the state of Alabama. For my insensitivity during episode 2, I would like to apologize to the state of Vermont, Michael Vick, the Octomom, Raphael of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and homosexuals and pirates.
But pirates of the Caribbean.
If you'd like to know what specifically I'm apologizing for, feel free to check out our previous episodes at bittercomics.podbean.com. It's not quite in the iTunes store yet, but hopefully it will be soon. For now, if you'd like to subscribe to iTunes in iTunes, just click on the advanced and select subscribe to podcast. A window will open up asking for the URL. Just type in bittercomics.podbean.com/feed and you can subscribe to our podcast there.
Phew! I thought the window would open up and say, kill yourself.
If you want to subscribe to our podcast, maybe you should. How's it going, guys?
I'm still black.
Word. I'm working on it.
He's turning black.
I'm working on it.
Well, I'm about as white as you can get.
But you're turning blacker every week, though, JT.
That's true. That's true.
Man, I saw you eating cornbread earlier. You're like, man. So anyway, guys, how you doing? So anyway, respect me, nigga.
Yeah, but I was still putting margarine, not butter, on it though. So I'm,
Are you working on your figure?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice.
Nathan, hello. How you doing, man?
Doing well. How's everyone here doing?
Doing great. I'd like to thank our waiter, and again, I'd like to thank Denny's for letting us record our podcast here in their third-floor studios.
That's right, third-floor studios at Denny's, where you get free Grand Slams on your birthday. You got $4 all-you-can-eat pancakes, and not only is he our server, Nathan is also our research assistant. Whenever we need pictures of half-naked women, Nathan seems to come through on his iPhone.
My nigga.
Yes. a couple weeks ago, we were here recording an episode of Terry's other podcast. What was the name of your other podcast?
The Naked Podcast Show.
That's right. We were recording an episode of The Naked Podcast Show, and someone brought up Scarlett Johansson. And Terry had no idea who she was.
I had no idea who that bitch is.
But our waiter, being the outstanding outstanding service person that he is.
You don't get that kind of service every day. I mean, you don't go into other places and say, hey, look, you know what? I don't know what Scarlett Johansson's tits look like. Can you help me out and bring me some more pancakes?
And he did that like a gangster.
Scarlett Johansson's tits and pancakes. God bless America.
All for $4.
I may cry.
All for $4. I'm loving it.
That's McDonald's, nigga. That's McDonald's.
Right. You're right. I'm sorry. It's late.
So how's everybody doing?
It's late. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. It's late.
Well, I'm glad to be here at Denny's. You know, they let me in because the McCormick sisters weren't here.
Remember them? They were they used to be like the Denny's spokes bitches.
Yeah.
I do not remember them.
Both of them were so ugly they could scrub pots with their face.
they were old and they sat and complained all the time, didn't they? In the commercials or something?
Yeah. Lenny's, Denny's.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they used to call it Lenny's. No, Denny's.
Sounds like the female version of the old guys that sat in the balcony at the Muppet Show.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's exactly.
I'm just proud, to be here at Denny's because there was a time where black folks weren't welcome here.
It's when they remember when Denny's used to be called Sambo's? Remember that?
I do not.
Denny's used to be Sambo's. You remember what I'm talking about?
Yep.
They actually had the little Sambo kid on the front of it when it had The arrow in it was it in his hair? The arrow was in his hair?
Yeah, something like
and
that.
And then he had a bone in his nose.
Racist.
Wow.
Racist.
Yeah, they wonder why. Oh, hey. Yeah. It was ridiculous. So, yeah.
I remember this one skit on Mad TV a while back. They were in a 50s-themed restaurant, and some black people tried to come in. They wouldn't let them in. They said, well, we're just trying to keep in with that 50s theme, and in the 50s, you wouldn't have been allowed to eat here.
Wow.
It's all about the authenticity.
You know, you're going to be apologizing for that next episode.
Yeah, let me just put anyone who cares about civil rights down
here.
Yeah,
you might want to write that down ahead of time.
So, wow. Anything so important black people are going to be calling you tonight.
Yeah.
You know what you said with the fifth and racist? J.T. Foreman. You need to be more responsible for what you say about the Negro race.
I love that voice. That's hilarious.
That's why John Jones is here. He is our conscience.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That is, if that's
the
truth. I thought
I was your trained domesticated Negro. I didn't know I was your conscience, too.
Yeah. You're domesticated and you're
yes,
trained?
Yes, I don't actually, jack. I don't jack
tutor.
Anymore, man. I have urges to jack people still. But I've actually, I don't jack anymore. And
I haven't stolen anything in at least 3 weeks.
I've stopped, man. You know, I don't say for shizzle.
My nizzle?
My
you don't say that?
I don't do none of that.
I've never said that. Until now, I just said that.
I can actually speak English.
Black people said for shizzle. You know, that's the thing is, like, black people come up with some sort of a cultural thing, and then white people start doing it, you know, like teenage white people, and black people are like, all right, I ain't doing that no more.
Like blues. Yeah, the black
and
people
the
came 16 up with blues.
Year old, yeah, as soon as the 16-year-old white girl start doing it, the black people stop doing it.
Oh, what's up with that? What is your theory?
I think
my
it's
theory
just,
is, to be an authentic Negro, like authentic watches, you have to, you got to earn that right. So, like, when white people just take stuff from us that didn't earn, it just pisses us off. We go, well, we're just not going to do it anymore.
I think there's
that's
an inherent uncoolness
about 16-year-old
girls. About 16-year-old white girls.
No shit. Unless,
unless it's Tiffany and...
and Debbie Gibson.
Debbie Gibson
now.
And Playboy magazine.
And by the way, John wonderful. Jones, they're, what time is it?
It is.
Oh, yes.
5 minutes to 1 o'clock.
That's a nice watch. That's a really nice watch. So who was the only person that was late again today?
Yes, the guy with the most expensive watch.
We were still eating our... I'm just kidding. We were still eating our pancakes anyway.
It was getting down on the pancakes. I was getting down.
I bit my own lip eating. That's a fat guy right there. If you bite yourself eating, you know what? You're too fat.
I heard you,
pancakes
man. It's like
a
pack
of
lions attacking.
Well, it's free. When it's free, it tastes better. Tonight it's free.
You should have heard her.
Or today it was free.
Yeah, when my stepmother retired, she was given this pillow and crocheted on one side of it. It says, my favorite thing to make for dinner is reservations.
Wow.
Food tastes better when someone else makes it for you, and food tastes better when you don't have to pay for it.
That's right.
Both those
and I didn't have
true.
To pay for it today, and I didn't have to cook it.
Have a so birthday, Terry.
Thank you.
Still happy birthday, Terry.
Thank you.
42 years old.
42.
Don't look it.
You're right. I look 53.
I
would 53.
Have guessed much higher.
Yeah.
Much higher.
Yeah, I look in my 50s at least.
I mistook you for Santa Claus one time, man.
That's because I was coming down your chimney.
No, you flew by my house. Talking about, don't fly that way, Rudolph. That's John Jones's house. That nigga doesn't deserve anything. So that sounds like Terry Michaels. Terry, better bring me my Transformers.
Yeah, no, you got the fourth Transformers. You got the $4,000 watch. You're doing all right.
So you do anything exciting the last few days?
Yeah, I've been seeing double. That's what I've been for the last couple of days.
He's on some good drugs or bad drugs. You know, both of them can have that.
Drugs effect. That I've been on for a while apparently decided to disagree with me, so I've been seeing double for 2, 3, now going on 4 days. So I actually thought I was cross-eyed.
We're recording 2 podcasts right now, actually.
Yeah.
Because Terry is the one is working as engineer.
Yeah, I actually literally thought I was cross-eyed. I woke up and I thought, what the fuck happened?
Yeah, that's going to put a cramping on your breakdancer style. For real.
It's going to be rough. I'll miss the cardboard.
Yeah, for real.
So, yeah. So, now I'm getting ready for my tonight. I'm going to be doing my TV show with Mike Wirtz, Seriously. On CentralValleyTalk.com, at 6 o'clock.
It's every Thursday at 6 p.m.
Every Thursday, a little plug, yeah. From 6 to 8. And then after that, I'm going to be roasted by my good friends. And you're on the panel tonight.
Yes, I am.
And I'm anxious and to see.
Many cruel things to say about you.
Anxious to see, yes. We have some heavy hitters tonight. I really think it's going to be a really good roast. But just remember, I get the last word. It's my
roast.
That
is true.
That
is true.
So I'm excited about that.
So you're going to shoot JT at the end.
Yeah, pretty much.
So we're all going to take pictures together while I still like you, motherfuckers.
There you go. Yeah, maybe we should record a few episodes, because I'm not sure if you're going to want to talk to me for the next couple
man.
Of weeks.
Man, nah, it's all right. I'm quite sure.
You know he has a gap, man. You know he has a gap.
Yeah, you know what? You've been married, what, 3 times? You can take anything.
You're right. I can. After your third marriage, not only, yeah, no, it's... Yeah, after the shit I've been through in the last couple of days, plus I'm married, yeah, okay, so we're good.
So, John Jones, you started working out again, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. You're going to ask me about that, yeah.
How's that working for you?
Well, I've got the first week back blues. Everything hurts.
Everything?
Yeah, my pinky toe.
So
I need to work that out.
Are you going
to
be masturbating later?
No, I think the Wu-Tang Clan's got to be put on hold.
You know you're working out too hard when you can't masturbate.
I can't do it.
When you're like, oh, I'm afraid I'm going to get a cramp.
Your wife likes it when you're working out because it's the only time she gets to be on top.
Shoot. Man, no.
I hope she's not going to listen to this because she's going to kick
my
ass. Oh,
man.
That's
he
it.
He just barely made it over to the cool checkmark part, you know.
Oh. Yeah, she didn't like me too much the first time we met.
Oh, my God.
Probably because of what I said to you the first time we met.
Man, you picked the most obviously wrong thing to say.
What did you say the first time you met him?
Well, he was wearing his WWE belt. You know the one that has the thing that spins? It's a John Cena belt, so the WWE insignia spins.
Right.
And I walked up to him and I said, I don't mean to sound racist, but do your people have to put spinning rims on everything?
Yo, people. What you mean, yo, people?
Well, first of all, JT.
Oh, God, JT.
John laughed his ass off.
She did not.
No, she did not. She just kind of glared at me like,
"I will."
Aren't you going to kill him? Why do you think I married you, man?
She first, does tend to like to see me do people in.
First of all, JT, I don't want to tell you how to communicate with anybody.
No, someone needs to tell me how to communicate with people, because I got to add John Jones to the list now, and we've been friends for 6 months.
If you have to start off a sentence with, I don't want to offend you, but...
Actually, I actually did say I don't want to sound like a racist.
Yeah, okay. If you have to start off the sentence like that, don't say the sentence. Because...
Well, see, here's the thing. When I saw John Jones wearing the belt.
You people.
That was when I knew, okay, this guy's got a good sense of humor.
You were
this
hoping.
Guy is...
Get him.
You were hoping. That could have gone so the other way.
Could've. Well, no, when I saw the belt, that was how I knew that I could talk to this person.
Either that or he was going to whip your ass. Yes.
That didn't even occur. That possibility, I swear to God, that possibility did not even occur.
It's only because you're bigger than me. That's why you're saying that. Like, I would have whooped that nigga ass.
Imagine if you had been wrong.
I only outweigh you because I eat more pancakes than you.
That's right. You're a couple stacks.
I eat a lot of pancakes. I did $4 all-you-can-eat pancakes at Denny's. I was thinking about moving in.
They're
I
going
really
broke.
Was.
They are yeah. going broke.
They're going to be canceling that because of me.
Yeah,
I love pancakes.
It's going to be the second story.
Well, they're open 24 hours a day, so as long as I never leave, I can keep ordering more pancakes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, my wife did not like you, man. She was like, I don't like that nigga. And the crazy part of her saying it is, you and her are both white. You know, she don't like that nigga.
Well.
She was seriously. I was like, Joe's cool, man. That's my boy, man. He's cool, man. He's not really racist.
I don't mean to say you're ugly, but
you look like a dang troll. The one on Willow that was underneath the bridge. You
if
look
there
just
were
like
only
him.
Three warts.
Yeah, damn.
But damn.
I don't say the bitch was ugly, but there was Billy Goat's gruff involved. So what do you got for us, JT?
Golly.
Let's stop there before I
before you say something
else.
Man.
You know,
I was about to talk about Katie for a second there.
You know how long?
Oh, don't go there, nigga. Oh.
Do you know how long the intro?
I'll be able to get back out.
The intro for the show next week is going to be 15 minutes long for everybody.
Oh, Lord. You said the phrase that pays again.
Oh, look out. Look out. What do you got for us, JT?
You know the girl's fat if you can fuck the rolls of fat on the back of her hand.
I was just eating, dude. Oh.
All right, can you cut that out?
No.
Damn.
Everything's staying
in. I'm
going
to start doing the editing myself.
Everything
from now
is staying in.
All right, let's see. Here we go. Oklahoma City, an affidavit supporting the arrest of a man charged with murder and the shooting death of his wife, says the defendant told Oklahoma City police that the couple often engaged in sexual fantasy playing involving a gun. See, apparently they were having sex, and what they liked it when he would hold a gun to her head while they were having sex.
Yeah, right.
It was just a rape fantasy or something. He didn't realize the gun was loaded. I always pull the trigger when I come. That quote isn't here, but it's in my head, it's there.
That's what happened.
The guy was 23. His wife was 50.
Okay, see, here's what I'm saying. Here's what's going on here. Somebody's got a life insurance policy, and this is as good as excuse as any. Either that or the guy likes fucking the dead.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just – that's my assumption.
Just when
it's a lot easier to keep
to
them from getting
the
away
one
if they're
I
not
love.
Living. If they're no longer living.
That's what song was on the radio when she got shot.
They often engaged in sex play with a handgun.
Yeah, according to the Oklahoman, an affidavit filed in court says 23-year-old Sadil told investigators that during sex play the night of December 21st, Merry Christmas.
Right. Oh, he didn't want to buy her a Christmas present. That's
he
what
took
it is,
a hand. Yeah, he took a handgun he thought was unloaded from a shelf beside the bed and racked the slide back, cocking the weapon. According to the affidavit, he told police he placed the gun to her head and it fired.
Well, absolutely. That's what they do.
That's kind of what they do, yes.
That's what guns do. Guns shoot people.
I'm not a gun expert, but I am saying if you pull the slide back.
Guns don't kill people.
I've seen that
horny
on TV.
Husbands do.
When horny husbands attack.
I wonder if he did it in mid-stroke. He's like, bam!
Get some of this honky cock. Pop!
Here's the question, and we're gonna have to discuss it. Did he finish? Did he finish?
I would.
Okay, JT says yes. Joel? He finished.
I that probably finished him, actually.
I'm not sure, because I got a thing about blood. So I don't think
put the pillow over her head.
Maybe he had the pillow over her head in the first place.
You better get that while it's still warm. Well, bitch, you know.
He probably finally got to do the positions he wanted
to. Oh, man. You know that booty hole was open that big.
You know, if he could get it up for a 50-year-old, then, you know.
Ooh,
that's true.
This is beyond cougar. That's like saber-toothed tiger range there.
Pterodactyl. She's a pterodactyl.
Man.
Wow.
What was her last name, Jurassic?
I like the opening statement. We often used gunplay.
Yeah. That was just part of their thing, I guess.
Their ritual. Yeah.
Keeping it gangster.
She had a gangster fantasy. Yeah. Do me Crip style.
Yeah, do me Crip style, man. Put a gun in my head. Granny loves it to death.
You pull a misery on it.
Granny
loves it to death.
Oh. They were doing a granny style. That is horrendous.
I'm gonna fuck you till you die. I'm tired. Let's end this a little sooner.
That's hilarious.
All right, man in Washington pushes stolen TV past police station.
There you go.
Prosecutors in Washington say a man was arrested while he was caught wheeling a 50-inch television in a shopping cart right past the police station.
Awesome.
Apparently, a bystander saw him grab the TV off the back of a delivery truck and called 911. So police got the phone call, stepped outside, and there he was.
Ta-da.
Hi, come get me.
Would have been great if he would have stole a ting at home, called back and said, look, I didn't get a remote control with my television.
You know, man, I thought that went out in the 80s, really, though, man. Niggas are still stealing TVs, man. That went out. It better been high def, is all I know. It better been high def.
Yeah. If you're going to go to jail,
it better be high def.
HD.
Man, did you get the HD, nigga? Right. No, man, it was regular old, you know.
Someone fuck this guy.
Get him now, man. He needs to relax and cooperate now.
Stop crying. Stop trying to get away. You stuck. You had all the channels.
Yeah, you better have everything. And the cords.
Yeah, what? Yeah. I mean, that is fucked up. Yeah. How many years do you get for stealing a television?
Well, I the amount of time you serve is, yeah, I would guess, depending upon the value of the thing you stolen. So a 50-inch television, that's probably up in the, that's well into the grand theft range, I'm sure.
So grand theft is what, 5 years?
John, you're the black guy. How long is grand theft?
Ooh, man.
Oh, see.
That was fucked up. I'm sorry.
Racist.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I'm looking for an old black man to bust out of a bush and tell me, oh, you get 10 to 20 for that one. Yeah. I don't really know.
I'm thinking it's like 5 years. Yeah, so you're going to have to take it in the ass for 5 years.
And some of these niggas ain't playing. Yeah. Anacondas and shit.
For a TV you're not even going to keep.
You ain't get to watch the first episode on. Real talk, man. And some of these niggas walk by with big ass dicks. That should be hissing at you at night.
Yeah, and when you get out, your cellmate's gonna want to come over to watch the Super Bowl.
Can we watch the Super Bowl together?
Yeah. Yeah, his dick's gonna be high def.
Yep. It's coming right at me. It seems so real.
It is.
Oh, can you feel it?
That's hilarious.
Now can you feel it?
Do we have two cases of people stealing televisions and getting caught?
We got another large television stolen. Police in California say thieves who stole a large television from a Sacramento home were thwarted when it wouldn't fit in the getaway car.
See, that's what happens in Sacramento, you fucking idiots. What's wrong with you?
You're going to rob a house, take a truck.
Come on, man.
Yes.
Even the white guy knows that. I mean, okay. Come on.
It was probably a white guy that got caught.
Well, investigators say the burglars entered the home through a back window Sunday afternoon, removed the TV, and tried to load it in their Lexus.
He was white.
Yeah. Who takes a Lexus to a robbery?
I'm going
to
go out there and style and steal stuff.
Well, maybe it was it doesn't say, but I would guess maybe it was a rich neighborhood. They're trying to be inconspicuous.
So where did they steal the Lexus from?
That's a good question. Yeah. when it proved too big, they left it on the curb and drove away. So they tried to steal it. It wouldn't fit in their car, so they just left it on the side of the road.
And we'll come back and pick it up later.
Yeah, we'll come back. Yeah. I'm sure they won't put it back in the house.
Driving a Lexus. There you go.
Sacramento Bee reports that a neighbor witnessed a crime, called the police, who traced the car back to a 19-year-old man. Name was not released. The suspect was arrested on suspicion of possession of stolen property. Possession? He left it behind. What are you talking about?
Yeah, so... Yeah, that charge couldn't have stuck. I'm not an attorney, and I could have represented him in that case.
This is like attempted theft.
Yeah, attempted. Yeah,
that's like 30 days in jail.
Your Honor, stupidity is not a crime.
Yeah, it's only like 30 days in jail.
Should be though.
if stupidity was a crime,
I'd be in jail.
Well, yeah. You said that. I did not.
I wasn't gonna say that.
You were thinking it. You were thinking it.
Let's see. Here we go. Tampa Bay, Florida. Judith and Mitchell Fletcher paid $8 for what they thought was a box of scary holiday decorations at a yard sale in Brandon, east of Tampa. Great deal, right? But awesome. When the Florida couple got the box home, they realized they had bought a real human skeleton.
Hey, it's authentic.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. You need to put that out on Halloween.
Realism.
This is what you're
going
to be in a few years, guys.
You know what? They should have paid $50 for that, because that's a collector's item.
Yeah, it is.
Is it a skeleton or is it a live crack whore? We're not sure.
That's good. Now, if it had teeth, it wasn't a crack whore.
That's true. Pimp would have knocked them all out years ago.
Check the dental records on that.
The dental records are empty. Oh, okay. Yeah, this is the one.
There you go.
Yep.
Smells like meth.
If it was still talking, hey, close the box, it's cold.
Detectives took the bones to the medical examiner, who determined that they came from a professionally prepared human anatomical skeleton normally used in medical courses. They didn't purchase it illegally or anything. You know, they bought it at a
at a skeleton store.
I got one in my neighborhood.
Skeleton store. Where do you buy a skeleton?
I don't know.
Well,
Florida state law prohibits individuals from owning human skeletons, so they won't be getting their bones back.
That's bullshit.
Yeah,
that's,
I know. I mean, now we know why Michael Jackson never moved to Florida. He wouldn't have been able to take the elephant man's body with him.
You're not allowed to. Could you imagine from that? Oh, shit.
I would have been all snap.
This is going to take a lot of string.
That
would be fucked up. That's the skeleton store. There you go.
Yep.
Authorities in Northern California say a man released from a hospital after a psychiatric evaluation stole a taxi.
It's going to be good right now.
And tried to register it at a Department of Motor Vehicles office.
Why?
he was released from a hospital after a psychiatric evaluation, and they apparently said he's perfectly sane, and he felt the need to prove them wrong.
Well, you know, he wanted to make sure. Then when he stole the taxi,
he wanted to steal it fair and square. I understand.
He wanted to change his name so they couldn't pin it on him.
Man, I'm shocked that he was able to steal a taxi. You know them Indians drive them taxis. I'm surprised they didn't blow up on him. Simali Bim ain't giving up that Cadillac. Giving up that car.
You better put John's name on that list for the we're going to have to apologize to next week. And I have to apologize to the Indians.
Oh,
thanks.
No, you know what? I have my own car. I don't have to apologize to them.
Okay. Fuck them. All right.
Let's see. Gross said Gross had been sent to the county's regional medical center on an involuntary psychiatric hold. After his release Sunday morning, he shared a taxi with a woman who was going to a San Pablo hospital. As authorities say, when they arrived, he asked the driver to help with the woman's luggage, then drove away in the yellow minivan. He was arrested after a DMV worker in El Cerrito reported someone was using forged documents to register the cab.
Oh, so he didn't, do it that day.
Yeah, well, he was waiting in the DMV line so long that the cops were able to track him.
Yeah, because you know what? I went to the DMV here, and I got the letter C. Now, I don't know if you know how they do things at the DMV, but the letter C means you're going to be there till the end of the century.
C stands for century.
And I was 38 when I got there, and I was 41 when I left.
Dang. I wonder where you went all that time.
I was gone. I was just trying to register my motorcycle.
Where is Terry, man? Got to do podcasts and stuff.
It's fucking ridiculous.
California medical marijuana dispensary has raked in food donations with a unique offer. Free pot.
That's what I'm talking about. That's...
Whoever said drugs have never done anything good. See this? Isn't this nice?
Couple cans of soup, bada bing.
You know, crack's dangerous, meth is dangerous. There's nothing friendlier than pot people. There just really isn't.
Yeah, you ever seen a violent person on marijuana? Absolutely not.
It actually chills me out. That's
really?
Impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You smoke it?
Well, back in the day, back when I was...
Back in the day?
When I was still a real Negro.
Back on Wednesday? That was like...
It seems just like yesterday. Last week.
What day are we talking about, John?
Man, back when I was still authentic.
California, let's see. The Granny Perps Dispensary in Soquel, about 60 miles southeast of San Francisco.
Granny Perps.
Granny Perps.
SoCal, you mean?
That's awesome.
SoCal. SoHKEL. Here. How do you say that?
Where's it at,
maybe? See, I'm asking the black guy to tell me how to pronounce something. I'm not a racist. Right there. Is it SoCal?
Yeah, wow. It's funny spelling.
Mm.
Yeah, who knows?
See, this is the real native language. Someone told me that, you don't speak Spanish. Well, that's a native language here in California. No, it's not. Spanish is the language of the white conquerors, okay? The native language would be whatever it is the Chuck Chansey people at the casino originally spoke. I need to. So anyone who's, you're in California, you should learn Spanish. No.
You should learn Indian.
That is just as much the white conqueror's language as English is.
Well, there you go.
Aztec or Mayan, maybe. I think that would be good. So I need to add Native Americans and Mexicans now to the
list. I don't think Mayans were here in Fresno. I don't really think that.
No.
I don't really know for
what
sure.
What were the Indian tribes that, and I keep banging on the table, I'm sorry.
Save the choking.
What were the Indian tribes that were around here?
Chichansi. I don't know.
That just doesn't sound like the name that the tribe actually was. I'm sorry. If you're really called the Chichansi Indians, I apologize. I'll do that in advance. But
well, you'll get to apologize next week at the beginning.
Yeah, that's true.
What you're supposed to do.
What is it? Okay. Bittercomics@hotmail.com. Send me an email telling me what the Native American tribes in the Central California area are actually called.
Oh, you're going to get emails.
Oh, yeah. Plenty.
they don't take kindly to that shit.
Apparently not.
They will come, and they will do a rain dance all over your ass.
Well, you know, I don't gamble anyway, but I do like buffets and, you know.
I don't think they invented buffets.
No.
Well, no, but they have one at their casino, and now I'm not going to be able to go to it anymore.
See,
are you Joe Foreman?
Do you have that podcast?
Yeah, we hate him, Joe Foreman.
No, I'm John Jones. Joel Foreman was the black guy on the show, yeah.
We hate him, Joel Foreman.
You keep laughing at that, you ain't going to go to heaven, Terry.
That was fucked up. I'm sorry, go ahead, Joel.
Anyway. The Granny Purps Dispensary offered a complimentary marijuana cigarette for every 4 cans of food a patient brought in this holiday season.
Oh, now they're patients.
Well, it is medical marijuana. You're not it's not right. That marijuana is legal. You got to go get yourself a prescription for that stuff.
Well, that's true. And you know what? Here in Fresno, it costs you $75.
Yeah, well, I need a marijuana. Doctor can prescribe a medicine for anything if he thinks that it'll help. You know, so, you know, like, I do not have asthma, but I take some asthma, I use an asthma inhaler for my allergy symptoms, and it works, so the doctor is able to prescribe it. So you can say anything, and if you can convince the doctor that will cure marijuana, he can prescribe it to you.
So marijuana helps me
get fat. I'm trying to become more fat.
Yeah, well, that.
And I think...
My syphilis is burning and it hurts every day, Doc. Can I get a marijuana?
No.
Bring me some food.
Yeah, bring me food.
I'm short of breath. I hear marijuana is good for that.
Then, well, yeah. Can you, I mean, it is for me.
Helps you cough up what's in your lungs.
Exactly.
I don't know. I should get a card. Why not? Fuck.
So 4 cans of food for a marijuana cigarette. Each patient was limited to a maximum of 3 cigarettes a day.
Wow. Yeah, but how big are those cigarettes, I wonder?
Well, the Santa Cruz Sentinel reports that the dispensary took in 11,000 pounds of food and handed out 2,000 marijuana cigarettes.
Oh, my God.
Between November and Christmas Eve.
11,000 pounds. How many tons is that? That's like 4 tons of food.
5.5.
Okay, thank you. Well, sorry.
Yeah, we're not all mathematical geniuses.
Wow, 5.5. You're right,
man. God,
wait, regular metric tons. No, never mind.
Wow,
5.5 tons of food,
and they say everyone's going hungry here.
not in Santa Cruz.
There,
now, the food was donated to the Second Harvest Food Bank.
The cool. Second Harvest.
Yeah,
absolutely, because they had to do two harvests to feed to get all that marijuana. We are now on our second harvest.
Let's awesome. See. Yeah. You know, Southern California is famous for their crazy holistic medicine things. You know, the massage and rock therapy.
And drive-bys.
And, well, it...
Not today. Not with these gas prices. You can't do no drive-bys with these gas prices.
That's true.
I'm like, I would kill that nigga, but dang, I got to wait for my check, nigga. You can do a bike-by. You can do a bike-by. Squeak, squeak. Hey, Nick, hey. It's hard to throw gang signs and hold your bike handles and shoot at the same time. You shoot the neighbor and not the nigga you came to get. Now with these gas prices, you got it wrong.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the one crime that's on the down right now.
Run-bys.
They can't really do it on the bus.
Yeah.
Man, boy. Bing! Yeah. Now stopping at Crenshaw and 3rd.
Yeah. All right, man. Go, go, go. I'm not really getting off, man. Bus driver's like, I've been involved in a crime.
Do you have a transfer?
Exactly. You'll need a transfer for this.
Well, okay, so Southern California is a lot of where a lot of these crazy new holistic medicine crazes begin. Everything from massage, hot rock therapy, mud baths, which frankly I think most of those are just a cover to sell hand jobs. But there's a new one. It is about to sweep the nation. It is a Korean remedy called Chayuk. This is a vaginal steam bath. It is a traditional Korean remedy said to reduce
stress. What's it called again?
Chayuk.
Chayuk?
Chayuk. Y-O-K, yuck.
Okay, Chayuk.
Yeah. It's said to reduce stress, fight infections, clear hemorrhoids, regulate menstrual cycles, and aid for infertility, among other health benefits. In Korea, many women steam regularly after their period.
Wow. That sounds like, it does sound like a, something they would serve at an expensive restaurant. You would like to try the Chayuk.
Steamed pussy, yummy.
Chayuk.
Yeah, what is Chayuk? That's steamed pussy.
Yeah. It's called Chayak, because that's what I'm...
Okay, so here's how this works. What the woman does is she strips naked, sits in an open-seated stool, and then a guy sticks his penis in through the hole. No, wait, no. I'm sorry.
That's a different...
That was
the glory hole.
Yeah, that was the bathroom at the truck stop. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That would be called Tri-Suck. That's what that would be called.
No, she sits in an open-seated stool.
Try $50.
Yep.
Try to get out of Turkish military service. Call back to last show.
No, you didn't.
He's doing a long-distance callback.
That's right.
That was
listen to last episode. You'll see what I'm talking about. The woman sits naked in an open-seated stool above a steaming pot of mugwort tea blended with wormwood and a variety of other herbs.
Did you say what kind of wort?
Mugwort tea. I don't want to, you know, sit. I wonder how much that tea costs. When they're done with that, do they sell it by the
cup? What kind of crumpets does it come with?
Yeah, no kidding.
That is horrendous.
I didn't see no Bisquick around here.
So. Well, she had a yeast infection, so yeah. We can make some biscuits out of that.
Oh, you better put that on your list. You're going to have to apologize to somebody
I'm going to have to apologize to Biscuits for that one.
Shoot. You better apologize to them Korean women. They all take Taekwondo, man. Oh, kick you in the head five times. You'll learn your lesson.
You can get your ass kicked by the Indians and the Koreans.
We hate a Joe Foreman. We hate a Joe Foreman.
Hilarious.
How would you say that in African? A Joseph Foreman.
Oh, we were going to ask you.
Where's my AK-47? I think that's...
Oh, well, there you go.
That's wow. Not African. That's just plain American Negro.
What's it? Chayuk?
Chayuk. Chayuk.
Chayuk.
Vaginal steam bath. That just sounds
vaginal
better.
Steam.
Vaginal steam bath.
That does not sound better. Vaginal steam bath.
Vaginal steam bath.
Oh, you couldn't advertise that on the front of a could you? Going for your, you know, pedicure, manicure, vaginal steam bath.
Yeah, it costs about $50, and unless you go to Koreatown and then in the traditional, you know, in the authentic places, you can get it for about $20.
Or if you want to add that to your massage, it's just another 15 and a tip.
Mm-hmm. How much more is it for the happy ending? You've got to fill the tea back up for the next customer. So.
Joel is twisted.
Okay.
Wow. How do you? I want to hear how you're going to follow that one up, JT. Go ahead. We're waiting.
Well, you know, I have so many choices here. I spent all week researching for this show. I got nothing else to do, so.
Well, I just want to hear how you're going to follow up the Chayuk. Chayuk. Yuck.
Well, not quite as disgusting this time. The Burlington Liars Club. It was in Burlington, Wisconsin. It was founded in 1926. As a lighthearted way to honor the humor and creativity of good exaggeration.
Liar. Oh, sorry.
They hold a contest every year for the best lie. This year's winning lie was submitted by David Mills of Bristol. I almost had a psychic girlfriend, but she left me before we met. It turns out this quote is not original. It is actually from Stephen Wright. Ugh. So the winner of the Liars competition... stole his lie from someone else.
I have the lie that would win every year.
Go for it.
Here's the lie that would win every year.
I love you. It was told to you by your ex-wife.
I promise to love you and honor you for the rest of your life. Where is my money?
That is the growing
trend. That's right. I do. That's it right there.
The two runners-up turned out they were both stolen also. So the winner and the two runners-up from this competition stole their life from someone else. And by the way, I stole this story off of CBS.com.
Oh, and the cycle continues.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, here's the other lie.
There's no end.
He's just a friend. That's, see, right there. There's a big lie right there.
Well, we all know better than that, man.
He's just a friend.
Dudes and women,
I've talked to you
friends.
About that before. I do not want to be friends. I did not spend $80 on dinner and a movie because I'm looking for a new buddy. And if she were really my friend, she would not have let me waste all that cash when she knew I wasn't going to get laid.
Joel, you could be friends with me and get pancake puppies.
That's true.
Yeah. Those have been renamed for Joel's. Those are Joel's.
Joel T. Puppy?
Yeah.
Joel T. Puppies.
You just need to put Joel's on the menu.
I actually had to stop eating those because chocolates started giving me headaches all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Every time I eat chocolate now, I get a headache.
Chocolate is kicking your ass, Joel?
I know. It's fucking pathetic,
isn't it? What the fuck? Racist. All them things you said about niggas.
I think you're right. That may be it.
It's, all them things like.
If only I had never said the N-word, maybe I'd be able to continue enjoying.
See?
The brown creamy
it's called
goodness
payback.
Of chocolate.
Gotcha. It's called payback. Yeah. Now you're not going to be able to go to buffets. You're not going to be able to go to Korean town.
You know, if I can't eat fried chicken, I'm just going to have to kill myself.
Oh.
I love fried chicken.
I don't know.
If fried chicken rejects me too. I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
There's no reason to go on at that point.
No, man. Yeah.
I would assist you. I'd do a Jack Kevorkian. I'll help you.
There's a KFC a quarter of a mile from my house. I eat there at least two or three times a week.
Really?
For lunch. Yeah, I do. I love fried chicken.
We're going to have to go to the judge. Chicken. The judge.
I'm going to need you to talk to fried chicken for me.
Will fried chicken allow JT to continue?
If I develop a chicken
survey allergy. Says, you know, I'm going to call him up tomorrow. You know, I think it will, yeah. You've still got some friends.
I appreciate
that. And poultry
is
one of them.
Thank you.
Joel's still cool.
Okay.
He's working on his races.
Thank you very much. I'm working on it.
All right. Good. Yeah. Good. Awesome.
A drunk driving suspect in Ohio is blaming his arrest on Ozzy Osbourne and his music.
Fuck yes.
He didn't give any details at all.
Was,
about this story. Just
he was going off the rails
drunk
on
driving
the crazy
suspect.
Train.
You got to close your eyes.
He heard that song. He shut his eyes, started swerving all over the road. No, I'm not drunk.
Exactly. Everybody,
it's just a really good song.
Rock stars get blamed for fucking everything. Remember, Judas Priest got blamed because that kid committed suicide. Remember
no, I
that
killed
shit?
Him.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean... Come on. It's fucking music. That's what it is.
Nobody gets blamed more than rap music, though.
Oh, I don't know.
It's not necessarily that it's more. It's just that one's now.
Ah.
Oh, hold on.
They were blaming rock in the 60s. You know, they were blaming like the folk and rock in the 60s and the 70s.
That was a good
went
point.
To rock and heavy metal in the 80s. They were blaming and... you know, heavy metal still, and it started moving to where they
and
were.
And then
Ice-T.
It all started
and
with Ice-T
and
that
now it's,
cop
it's
killer.
Still on rap, and now it's rap and hip-hop. And, you know, they'll stop blaming rap, and they'll something else will come in. And
you
it's,
never
it's
know,
just that it's rap now.
You never notice. Here's the thing. You never hear this said, and it should be said. Country music has killed more people than
Real
anybody.
Talk.
Because all these country musicians are so pro-war.
That's true.
They have killed more... Who is that? Yeah. Who's the country musician that
proud
is
proud to be an American?
Yeah, exactly.
Where at least I can send the children of poor people off to get killed to get me oil. Fuck him.
Yeah, but you know who? Yeah.
Yeah, the, Lee Greenwood.
Lee Greenwood, yeah. And then there's that other country musician. He's like almost a total racist. Toby Keith.
He is?
Country,
Toby Keith.
Country
My
star,
wife
total
listens
racist.
To him.
You're not narrowing it down much here, buddy.
My wife listens to him.
Toby Keith, I think that's him, and I think he's pretty racist.
Well, the songs may not be racist.
Yeah, but I think he just, yeah, the people make
Whoa, him. He is a hearty big boy, too.
Yeah, he is, and He's really he's a warmonger, big time. So
we'll put a boot in your ass and beat the nigger today. Uncle Sam, get that doggy out of his shit.
It's so country has killed more people than any other kind of music. And I'm saying right now, we ban country. Right now. I'll carry the banner. I don't give a shit. Ban country. Ban banjos. Ban country. Right now. I'm saying it right here, right now.
Oh, by the way, anyone who says, oh, you're a horrible American because you didn't like Lee Greenwood. I served my country for 8 fucking years in the Navy. Fuck all of you.
Wow. Don't get Joel
and
started.
I mean that from the bottom of my heart and the top of my ass.
Okay.
I'm not even sure what that means, but it sounded good.
That sounds like something he learned in the military.
Yeah, it is, man. He was in the Navy, man.
That sounds like...
Yeah, that's true.
That's something you picked... That saying is something you picked up from the military.
Must have been.
See, it is. It sounds like a military. It does. So you have to thank the military for something.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And the good food.
Yeah, the food is yummy.
Oh, yeah. I told you guys about the food. My first meal on my first ship, it was roast beef.
Crunchy. Yes. Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, please don't.
Come on. You don't
want to
hear
breakfast.
About the meatloaf again?
I just enjoyed my breakfast, my free breakfast from the third story Denny's. Is that what we're calling? Yeah, the third story recording.
Third story recording
the
studio.
The Negro friendly
Denny's.
You
know what? I do love America. I just think it does some fucked up shit sometimes. So there.
You're not just whistling Dixie.
And if you were, I want to know who she is.
Dixie.
I got a whistle for Dixie.
So what else you got for us, JT?
Well, I don't know. You want to do a couple more news stories? Or
sure.
I thought we were running out of time here. Let's see. Romania just passed a law that, they just added witch, astrologer, and fortune teller as occupations under their tax laws. So witches have to pay taxes now.
Nice.
And the witches have put a curse on the government.
Like that government needs any fucking curses to put on
you'll have a black president.
No.
Yeah. Well, this is Romania. I mean, their president is Dracula now, so I don't know what the hell.
They put a curse on the government of Romania and their little dog, Toto, too.
Yeah. Yep.
I'll get you, my pretty.
Good God. Yeah, the psychic should have seen this shit coming.
Well, actually, they should have, really.
They were real fucking psychics.
They were real psychics. They would have
what
known this
a hack
coming.
Joke.
And Winnetka, Illinois, a man accidentally butt-dialed his wife. I assume everyone out there knows what butt-dialing is, but just in case, if you sit on your cell phone and accidentally hit some buttons and call somebody. So he accidentally butt-dialed his wife. His wife freaked out, assuming that his voice was muffled because he was being held hostage. So she called the cops, who sent the SWAT team into his place of work in elementary school.
Oh!
They searched the place for 3 hours, evacuated, brought all the kids out. You know, they're showing up with machine guns and body armor. Turns out he was at home all along.
Oh, fucking the babysitter.
Probably.
That's right.
Take that.
I thought you were going to be at work. I was working on something.
In that case, he dick-dialed her.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, you know, I can see how it could happen if he's, you know, Wu-Tang Clanning, you know.
Which you have on hold. You cannot Wu-Tang Clan your sore, remember?
Ah, yeah.
But can you still go skeet shooting?
Oh, for real, yeah.
All right.
I'm straight with that.
So what you're saying is no sex, but you can masturbate.
Oh, man.
I like how he laughs.
Oh, no.
Shit. That's what it sounded like.
Duck hunt. I know way too much useless shit, man.
Yeah, see, go for that golden crisp.
Yep.
Oh, can't get enough.
Can't get enough super golden crisp.
That's hilarious.
That is the best jerk-off song ever.
I don't usually listen to music when I do it.
You should. It makes the
experience it's distracting.
Better. Well, it's better than like wrapping stuff around your neck and doing it. Some kung fu masters think that's
grab the pebble from my hand.
Well, you could always put a gun up to the head.
Click. Oh, shit.
No, the other head.
Yeah. Oh.
God. Well, I mean, his wife is dead, so he's going to have to do something to get off now, right?
Nah.
He wasn't getting off with her. Otherwise, why would he put a gun to her head?
Real talk, man.
That's why. That's absolutely why.
A new life.
Oh, one last thing before we go. There's a website called Mr. Skin. They recently put out their top 10 sex scenes from TV and movies over the last year.
Mr. Skin?
MrSkin.com.
Nice.
And I just want to point out number 5 on this list, which I personally thought was the best. It's from a movie called Chloe. It had Julianne Moore and another girl whose name I don't recall at this point. I don't have this story in front of me. He referred to it, and I just love this quote, as a rare kitten on cougar scene.
Ooh.
That's awesome.
Kitten on cougar.
Kitten on cougar.
You know, yes.
That may be the most beautiful words I've ever seen or heard in my life.
I hear that. Kitten on cougar, and I get the sensation of...
I just feel warm and fuzzy.
Milk being lapped up. Mm-hmm. Oh, so you keep thinking that way. You're not going to go to heaven, John Jones. That's nice. That is nice.
That's just sweet.
Now, what about the cleavage.com or cleave?
Oh, cleva.com.
Cleva.
Well, there's this website. They have they sell this cloth thing that you attach. A woman would attach it to her bra, the two bra straps, and then the third one that attaches in the down in the middle between your breasts. Basically, it covers the cleavage up, so it looks like you're wearing the layers, you know, the t-shirt underneath the blouse. It basically, it's just a little piece of cloth, so you can cover your cleavage up. This is the most evil thing I have ever heard of in my life.
It's just another form of cock blocking.
I know. Mm-hmm. You know, at least they're charging $20 for this little piece of cloth. So
cock blocking.
Charging too much for it, at least. But
it's cock blocking clothes. That's all it is.
That is.
If you're going to wear a shirt that shows cleavage and you don't want your cleavage shown, here's a fucking brilliant idea. Don't wear the shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty simple.
Yeah, and all right.
You know, I don't walk around with my zipper down, my cock hanging out.
Unless I want
people. Nobody wants to see that.
Unless I'm wanting to
show
my dick. Not
that anyone would be able to see it.
I mean, I only do that like 3 times a week when I really want people to pay attention to my penis. Personally,
but you wouldn't wear a cloth over it.
I wouldn't wear a cloth over the penis. I'm not Tarzan and shit, nigga.
Yeah, I you're gonna have to stop doing that. I'm tired of tripping over it.
This upsets me.
I broke my nose twice.
Man, why are you running my style? You play a hating.
This upsets me. The women do things that only a woman would do. Only a woman would invent breast reduction. A man would never go into a doctor's office, flap. John Jones, would you throw your dick up on a counter and say, I want half this taken off? It hurts my back. Would you say that?
No.
Exactly.
Nope.
Only a woman would say, oh, could you take some of this off because my back hurts?
A man would get crutches.
That's right.
For real, though. For real. For real talk.
A man would
or
learn how to...
Or sit in a wheelchair. Or get in a wheelchair. Fuck
that's,
it.
That's right.
I can walk, nigga. Just
he'd walk around carrying a wheelbarrow in front of him to put it in.
That's
you
right.
Know, he would do something.
A man would wear a back brace before he got
breast
reduction or dick reduction.
But thunder punch has to stay, man. That's real talk.
Thunder punch. See, that's a different... Men would name their cock before they would have it shortened.
Oh, yeah. You might want to play baseball and forget to bring your bat.
That's right. Women, you know what? If women name their breasts, they would be more attached to them.
Yeah, maybe that's what women have to do.
They do.
We got to get women to start naming their
Thunder
breasts.
Thunder titties.
Yeah.
This is burp and slurp.
Yeah. This is called...
Which one's burp, which one's slurp?
This one's called rent and car payment.
Yeah. Rent and car payment, yeah, that's right.
That's, you know, could... Let me
free
just
free dinner and free movie.
That's right. Because breasts have got women more free shit in this country, much more free shit than a cock has for a guy.
Absolutely.
And you know what, Nathan walks in right at the perfect time. Nathan, has your dick ever gotten you anything free? Ever?
Dick?
Has your dick ever gotten you anything free?
Syphilis.
Food?
Food?
Really?
Really, how did your dick get you free food?
Rides places.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You fucking for rides?
So what you're saying is...
That either.
I'm talking like we're going out of town. I'm talking...
So you're like, I need to get to L.A., bitch.
That's
So the
on the way.
Yeah. So, you know, most people will stick their thumb out.
Yeah. He's like, hey, man. I got to catch him.
So what you're saying is a woman said, I'll give you a ride somewhere, but you have to fuck me.
I mean, it wasn't quite as point blank as that.
What it turned out
we
to be.
Were already fucking, and it was just, you know, look, bitch, the dick is good. You know, I'm going to need you to take care of me. You know.
All right. See, this man is now my hero. That is the first story I've ever heard where a man's cock got him something else other than a court date.
Right.
Yeah. And
now, I get what you're talking about, though. I really understand what you're talking about. 9 times out of 10, a guy cannot get anything for free because he doesn't have a pair of tits.
Ta-da!
He wasn't even in the room when we were discussing
exactly.
The cleaver.
Exactly.
Okay. He knows.
That's right. Tits will
just,
get.
He just instinctively he knew exactly what we're talking about.
There's just something about a pair of boobs that does something to a guy's brain. He sees a good looking pair of boobs. I want to give her something.
That's right.
I don't have much money, but I'm gonna spend it because she's got a nice pair of boobs.
That's right.
You know, when I see a nice set of tits, the first thing I think is my penis would look great right in the middle of those.
Yeah. See, a man sees a woman's breasts and he thinks, "What can I do for her to get at them?" A woman sees a man's dick, she wants to call the cops
instantly. Oh, he's got his penis out.
Yeah. Ah. See, there is a big difference between
he's
men and women.
He's exposing himself to me.
That's right. And see, there's a third party or fourth party witness. Who wasn't even privy to the conversation, so you know the shit's true.
It's real.
That's right. It's real. I always get real right towards the end of our podcast. Last week I got pissed off. Now I'm on a rant.
It's real. You were pissed
off. I'm on a breast rant right now. So.
Well, we're talking about the.
Wasn't last week the night you went out and shot out 5 people in the parking lot for no reason?
Over comedy?
Yeah, man, exactly. I'm sick of this shit. He was talking. Pop, pop, pop.
Well, one thing we were talking about last week was the show that I was supposed to do at Yosemite Falls Cafe that got put off.
Yes.
I did end up doing the show. They started doing the room again this week, and I headlined yesterday.
About what, 6 hours ago, 4 hours? Yeah.
Well, day before yesterday. This was Tuesday night.
Okay. All right.
And
that's
so
right.
They started doing the show again, just like said it was going to. He had me headline back, just like he said it was going to. So.
Uh huh. And how did it go?
The show went great. There was only like 10 people in the audience. So this is a problem if you have a regular show and then you stop doing it and try starting it up again. Everyone just forgot. So
well,
you got to
build up.
Marketing.
Yeah, you got to build up whatever it is you had before. That's
you just have to eat the slow nights at the beginning. That otherwise you're never going to get it built up. You have to stay consistent. You got to do the show every week. You can't, or you know, if you're going to do it once a month, you got to do it every month. You can't be skipping
on that same day exactly.
Yeah.
On that day.
But so hopefully he'll. He'll keep it going. They'll be doing a show there every week again on Tuesday.
I am
nights.
Like jam packed for the next 2-3 days. Tonight I got the television show, the roast. Yeah. Tomorrow night, 2 headlining shows in 2 different cities. Then Saturday night in Tulare headlining. And I got Bakersfield coming up next week. I'm all over the Central Valley. So
which was the one you asked me to go with you to? Was that Friday or was that?
That'll
Saturday?
Be a Friday. Yeah, Friday.
It's I guess that's this one here at. Shit! This doesn't say where it is.
Which flyer?
Civic Center
have?
Square.
Let me see that. Oh, this is the. Let's see which show this is. Oh, this is a Teasers World Market downtown Fresno. Okay. This is a all ages show. They serve tea. So they're all wired up on caffeine. But usually about 250 people show up at
really?
The show.
Wow.
And it's kind of half outdoors, half indoors. It's in like a mall type setting.
Okay.
And they have a stage at the end. Yeah. That's the second show. The first show is in Chowchilla. Starts at 7:30. Yeah. So you run, close that show, jump in the car, back to Fresno.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Harry's on the move. Stuff's starting to happen.
Yeah.
Good man.
Two shows in one night. And I have done this. I did, I don't know, about 5 years ago, I did a private party here in Fresno, a Christmas party, and then I jumped in my car and drove to Merced and closed a room in Merced. That was a nice moneymaker, private party and then headlining show. That was a good night. That was really good. So One of the rare occasions you actually get to make a little bit of money in stand-up comedy at this level. So.
Well, you get to make money. I'm not doing anything yet.
Well, it's
one day.
Yeah, it's perseverance and it's whoring yourself out, and that's really what I'm doing. I'm whoring myself out, and you know,
I'm for sale.
Yeah, and you know what? It's telling jokes. So, you know, that's how it is. Seinfeld did it. Leno did it. Leno was the biggest whore. You know, he did 3 gigs in one night. So,
yeah. I think he still is.
Yeah, well, he's just a whore. He's among other things. But
$70 billion having a whore.
So, yeah. So.
Well, anyway, I guess we're getting toward the end of the night. Anything else going on with you, John?
Really not yet, man. I'm still kind of relaxing, trying to recuperate from all I've done lately.
When are you going to be filming that next Volkswagen commercial?
I'm thinking end of this month or early next month.
All right, cool.
I'm going to get on the phone with them about it, hopefully.
Awesome.
That's what I'm trying to get back in shape for. I can't come over, you know, be doing that with this body.
Now, which gym do you go to, just in case somebody sees you and wants an autograph?
Well, I go to GB3 on Herndon.
Nice. GB3 on Herndon and...
Right by Ty Palms.
Oh, okay. You know, at...
Palm and East.
Okay, so good. Yeah, have you seen John Jones there asking for an autograph? He carries a pen in his jock. Yes.
Killing me, man.
Well, I am doing nothing. I'm chauffeuring Terry around Friday, I think. Other than that, I'm not really doing anything.
Nice, yeah.
But I'm doing a podcast, but you guys already know that, don't you?
Yep, they are listening.
Yes, they are.
Hopefully.
Both of them.
Yes, at the Denny's on Herndon and Blackstone.
Well, yeah, I would like to thank the Denny's here at Herndon Blackstone. People working here, Nathan's really cool.
And Marianne.
Very nice, Marianne. And they got great pancakes, so thanks again to them for letting us record our podcast here. Thank you, Terry, for coming in and working the magic boards for us to record this.
Absolutely.
And enjoy your 7 or 8 million hours editing this while seeing double.
It's going to be 10 minutes. It's going to be easy.
And John Jones, thank you too for coming down here late, but you showed up anyway.
Anytime.
And thank all of you for listening. This is JT Foreman. See you again.
Peace.
Also, if you want to send us an email, send it to bittercomics@hotmail.com. Send it, please. Thanks for listening. Peace.
Peace.